Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 14th. 1 Samuel 15 and 16, transition. Before we shake our heads too much at Saul's folly, just think of all the times we've gone and done things that seemed so right or appropriate or okay. That is, until we were reacquainted with the truth by someone who knows us well. It's painful, humiliating, embarrassing, and costly to be subjected to open public rebuke, as Saul experienced at the hand of his friend and mentor, Samuel. I hope none of us have ever had to or will have to be subjected to that. Remember that the tragedy for Saul came in the seemingly small decisions made over a long period of time. These propelled him into a final headstrong act that cost him the blessing of God and the permanence of his throne. Though Saul did much good for Israel, his reign was tainted by inconsistency, incompleteness, fatigue, and discouragement. Saul never enjoyed complete favor with God because he never fully obeyed God. See chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. So Saul was to be replaced by a young man, David, who would prove to be as jealous for God's honor as Saul was for his own reputation. No one can have both. Let's take our life cues from David. God first, everything else later. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.